那个，刚刚他叫什么名字？就是牧师好，然后老师好，同学们好。我想问的问题
Greetings, Steve and Teacher Lee and sisters and brothers.
就是刚刚提到说可以为没有看得见的对象去祷告嘛？
You said that we can pray for invisible, not yet seen, the future spouse pray.
对，但是对于我来讲，我不知道我未来会不会结婚，所以那我也要为未来没见的对象去祷告吗？
But to me, I don't even know whether I will get married. Should I pray for my future spouse? I even did not know I'm going to get married.
然后我还想知道，如果他是为自己未来的对象祷告，他大概会怎么祷告？
And I want to know if we pray for the future spouse, how should we pray?
我问完了。
That's my question. So, Angie, you want to answer? Because you pray for your future spouse.
I think you pray for God's will, right?
我想你祷告的是神的旨意。
So, the person that you marry, you want to be a Christian, a strong Christian.
所以呢，你想祷告的对象呢，必须啊是一个基督徒，而且是一个信心非常坚强的基督徒。
If you want to marry someone who is a strong Christian,
you need to be a strong Christian. 嫁给一个信心很强的坚强的基督徒。
And it's important to go to sleep until the right time.
然后很重要就是去睡了，直到正确的对的时间来到。
Don't keep looking around.
不要到处找啊。Okay, I remember, Steve, you probably don't know, when you guys decided to get married one time, and then Angie was kind of in safe mood, and then I forgot whether she told us or we asked her, and she said that Steve's parents did not agree. So then you guys decided to wait and pray. And then I don't know how long, then Angie said, Now, Steve's parents agree, but they won't come to the wedding. And then, so you guys wait and pray. Okay, I'm going to translate into Chinese. Angie 跟 Steve 要结婚的时候呢，Steve 的父母亲不同意，因为 Steve 的父母亲可能就是从广东这样移民到香港，再到美国，可能就觉得娶了 Angie 是美国或怎么样，这我就不知道。然后呢，Angie 就很难受，那他们俩就觉得 OK， 那就暂停。啊，他们就真的暂停，然后就祷告，然后不知道过了多久呢，这个 Steve 的父母亲就同意说好，那我们参加你们的婚，我们同意你们结婚，但不会去参加你们的婚礼。啊，他们又祷告，然后后来呢，他们就他们的父母亲就又同意，然后也去参加那个他们的婚礼了。OK， yeah， that's my memory， and that stood up a very good example to me.That time, back in 1985.
Yeah, my parents were not Christian at that time.
我的父母亲那时候不是基督徒。好，那个好，说说你想提问问题。第二个说说，请同工把他麦克风打开一下。
好，老师好，牧师师母，大家好。
Greetings, Steve, Angie, and teacher, and sisters and brothers.
我想问的问题就是，刚才听老师介绍的时候，您家里有五个小孩。我的第一个问题就是，五个孩子的年龄分别是多少？牧师的工作又是很忙的，那么第二个工作就是，那师母是如何凭着信心带这五个小孩的？他就是您的家庭敬拜呀，孩子的学习生活、亲子时光都很有序正常吗？这是我的问题，谢谢。
Okay, my question is that you mentioned about you have five kids, and then I was wondering because you have five kids and then you have to work, how do you arrange your daily life, like raising up the kids, educate the kids, and then parenting time to be with kids? How can you arrange everything daily life in a good way?
Yeah.Very challenging.
是非常挑战的。
But for us, we have stored up a lot of scripture in our memory.
对我们来讲呢，我们是把一些很好的记忆力把它分类分出来。
Before we get married, when we are single,
在我们结婚前
，when life pressure and trial came，
当生活有压力或者是试炼来到的时候
，God's word came to our mind and help us。
神的话呢，就进到我们心里，然后帮助我们。
We also had good models.
我们也有很好的属灵榜样。
Strong Christians.
那些信心很坚强的弟兄姐妹。
Yeah, and it's not easy. To raise 5 children and work, but God is faithful. He can use those difficult times to refine us.
实在是不容易，要你知道要养大五个孩子，但是呢，神可以用那些困难的时刻呢，来熬炼我们。
It is impossible without Jesus.
没有耶稣，那是不可能的。
So it causes us to depend on him more, right?
那导致我们呢，更加的依靠他。OK, 钟理举手了，好，那钟理说吧。
老师好 ，Steve 好，同学们好。刚才
Greetings, sisters and brother and Steve and teacher。
刚才 Steve 分享了一些关于信心的真理，我觉得虽然很简短，但是对我这个小信的人来说很有帮助。
I think that the four aspects that Steve just shared, even though it's brief, but it's really helped me a lot. To me, the little faith.
然后我想请Steve 分享一下，就是你可不可以分享一个在你生命当中的一个关于信心的经历？
So may I ask Steve to share one experience in your life, by faith? When you encounter the difficult time?
Oh, back in 1995, I went into a severe depression and panic attack.
Oh, 我跌入到非常严重的抑郁或者抑郁症，然后呢，有非常的那种 panic attack, 痛苦，就是惊慌失措。
I was not able to work for 4 months.
我没有办法工作，有四个月之久。
This kind of related to the question that person asked me, the sister asked me earlier, how do I manage through life?
这个刚好也跟刚刚有一个姐妹问的，我怎么去面对那个困难的时刻，困难的处境
？Yes, it is very challenging.
那真的是很有挑战性的。
I was still growing. I'm still growing as a Christian.
我还在成长，我现在也还在成长，我是成长中的一个基督徒。
At that time, I'm by my personality, I'm a perfectionist.
在那时候呢，我是一个专业人士。
I was a people pleaser.
我是一个讨好人的人。
I wanted to be a good Christian.
我想要是一个好的基督徒
，good son。
我想要是好的儿子
，good worker, good father。
我想要是好的雇工，我想要是一个好的父亲，好的丈夫
，good neighbors。
我想要是一个好的邻居。
Yeah, so that was not good because I want to please people. I let my personality control me.
但是呢，那个不好，因为我想讨好人，这个不好，我让我的个性呢，控制了我，主导了我。
I learned my life lesson. That was my middle age crisis.
那是我的中年危机，我学到了我的教训，我学到了我的功课。
But I went to get counseling, to get help.
但是呢，我去寻求辅导，心理辅导。去寻求帮助。
I recover very quickly.
我很快的就康复了。
The counselor who counseled me said I recover very quickly because I memorize scripture.
但是那个辅导员说，你之所以 康复这么快呢？是因为你记得那些圣经的经文。
So it was through that time, my faith grew stronger.
也就是借着那些困难痛苦的时刻，我的信心才更加的坚强。
Yeah, I hope that answers your question.
我希望那个答复了你的问题。Yeah, I think you already answered her question. Yes, she always thought that she was a little faith. We all little faith, and then gradually growing up. Thank you so much, Steve and Angie. Appreciate for your coming.
Thanks.
Thank you. See you then. God bless you. Thanks a lot. 好，那。